There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, deep from the Husker Nation of Nebraska.
There's some turmoil in the Husker Nation of Nebraska
right now. A little bit of turmoil right now.
I saw Nebraska dismiss their head football coach today.
After a 9-win season.
Yeah, 9 wins. Yeah, he'd won 9 games every season for the last 7 seasons.
7 years, yeah.
Nebraska has the second most wins to Oregon over those last 7 years, but you know what? That's not good enough for Nebraska.
Nope. Fuck him. He's not Tom Osborne. He's gotta go! That's the attitude we have around here.
Yeah, where's Tom Osborne? We may need to get him back.
Well, we're gonna have to wheel him out in a wheelchair for our bowl game.
That would be awesome. Yeah, you know, they should do that. They should bring Tom Osborne back to coach the bowl game.
Oh, God.
Right,
they
fired the coach anyways, so obviously it's going to be somebody that's not the head coach, right? Why not bring in Tom?
I'm so sick of Husker fans. Like, oh, 9 wins. He went 67 for 27 in his 7-year career. Fuck him. He's got to go.
I love it. I love high expectations. No settling for less.
I hope we don't win a game next year. That's what I hope, that we will lose every single game.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I saw that come across the wire. I was like, I can't wait to discuss this with Rob tonight.
I honestly, though, that is my opinion. This state will never see another Tom Osborne. And they just need to deal with it.
It kind of does cast a shadow over every other coach that coaches there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think we fired Frank Solich after a 9-win season.
He did a good job too. Frank Solich was a good coach for you guys.
Nope. Fuck
he actually did good after Nebraska. He coached at like University of Ohio and did well there too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did well after he left here. And I think Bo Pelini will, too, because he's a good coach. But fuck him. We don't want him. I don't know what it is about this state. I really don't. If you're not happy with what is it, 9-3 was our record this year?
Yeah, 9-3 was your record this year.
If you're not happy with that, fuck off.
Yeah, Nebraska doesn't want to just get to the final. Nebraska doesn't just want to make the jury. They want the $1 million.
They want the $1 million. Can we talk about Amazing Race, though, first tonight?
Great episode of The Amazing Race. Yeah, let's
No,
do it.
You know what? Fuck that show. This is called the Burning Bridges Podcast because we're going to set some bridges aflame tonight.
You didn't like that episode of The Amazing Race?
Okay, let's get a surfing contest.
I will admit, but in Amazing Race's defense, that is like a big thing in Singapore to do. If they hadn't,
I don't care. I don't care.
And here's the thing. I'm gonna throw this out there. If I were any other team on the show, I wouldn't have done that fast forward, knowing that Adam and Bethany might look at that and go, "Oh shit, I need. We can do that pretty quickly."
After I would have read that clue, I would have been, "Fuck it. Why should I even try at this fucking show anymore?" Because they love Adam and Bethany.
Here's the thing. I feel like if you're another team on the show, to be honest, Misty and Jim have gotten a little help also on the show.
Well, absolutely.
They got to laminate their save pass. But, if I were racing in this and saw that as the clue, I wouldn't have done the fast forward. Because I know how to surf, but I'm not nearly as good as they are. I just wouldn't have done it, knowing that if they get there, they're going to do it quickly, and then I'm out of the game.
But aren't you a little frustrated, as I am, that we need to pick favorite teams and keep them in there? You know, you brought up the Misty and Jim and their save. That's absolutely another example. Mm-hmm. Why are we picking favorites to keep them in the show? The show is becoming unwatchable because of shit like this.
Although, I mean, it is tough that they, you know, considering Adam Bethany were there, you know, with that. But I do think if you're a racer, you have to understand the elements, right? If you're Kim and Allie and you read That's the Clue and you know Adam and Bethany are behind you, I don't think you go for the fast forward. I really don't. I thought that was a mistake when they did it, even if they had a small lead. I thought it was a bit greedy. And to be honest, I've always thought in the race, you just want to not finish last place every leg.
But why?
Who cares about winning first in these legs? Just don't finish last and get to the final leg.
Why does one team always get picked, though, as the favorites by the producers? I mean, it was the Cowboys in previous seasons where one of the fast forwards, I believe, was a calf roping competition.
Yeah, this was definitely one. Although, to be honest, I wouldn't call that as much of a surfing drill. It looked more like a skateboard, to be honest, because that board was kind of small. A surfboard's much bigger than that. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, from a perspective of having surfed, that surfboard, that was did not look like the size of a surfboard. That looked like more a size of a skateboard. A surfboard is definitely a little wider, at least from my vantage point on TV.
I understand what you're doing, Trevor.
Yeah, it's not good radio if we both take the same side.
It's complete horseshit, though, that one team, and I don't care, you can talk all you want, Trevor, but you have to admit, Adam and Bethany had a clear advantage at that fast forward.
Oh, they had a clear advantage. But that's my point. I was surprised Kim and Allie went for that fast forward. I think, to be honest, they were ahead. They could have just gone through the rest of the legs, finished second or third, and you're still in the game.
I'm not going to disagree with you that Maya,
and who's her partner?
Amy.
Amy and Maya, I think they kind of figured the same thing. And so did, who's the third?
Brooke and Robbie.
Brooke and Robbie.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, have been getting better throughout the season.
They have been.
I think they're going to get into the Final Four. I think Amy and Maya are the team.
Kim and Allie probably deserve to be in the Final Three. Mm-hmm. We're at the Final Four right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. No, I should have said, wait, yeah, we are at the Final Four. Shit. No, Brooke and Robbie, they're kind of like the underdog team in this thing. But, by the way, I was surprised this wasn't a non-elimination leg.
No, that'll probably come next week.
Next week's definitely a non-elimination leg then, right? Because then we're going to have probably a two-hour episode where one team gets eliminated in the first hour, and then the last three go for the last hour.
Right.
Is that what we're headed for?
Yeah. I guess, you know,
I can see Brooke and Robbie getting into that final three spot.
Yeah,
I think Adam and Bethany are locks. I think Misty and Jim are a lock. Do I think they can beat out Amy and Maya?
Of course Misty and Jim and Adam and Bethany are locks. They have the producers helping them along the way.
But can they beat out Amy and Maya? Amy and Maya, to be honest, one of the least impressive teams I've ever seen get to the Final Four, but they've
really
kind of followed along the strategy of just don't finish last.
Yeah, and you know what? Back to the Kim and Allie thing, I'll agree with you, Trevor. They got probably a little greedy in terms of going after the fast forward. My point is no team should have as clear of an advantage as Adam and Bethany did in a contest like this.
Yeah, I mean, that was clearly – that fast forward was for them, right? They clearly had the advantage there. But I think if you're a team on the race, you have to know that, right?
Yeah.
You have to be like, oh, shit, there's a professional surfer running this leg behind me. If I go to this fast forward and they get there 20 minutes, if I don't finish it in the first 5 or 10 minutes, I might be out of this entire race.
But you shouldn't have to race the race thinking, oh shit, the producers are going to set up a challenge that's advantageous for one team.
Yeah, but if you're in the moment, if you're Kim and Allie and you're in that moment, why would you choose to do that challenge?
Why not?
If they're behind you, they're going to get there and beat you in that challenge.
But Adam and Bethany could have been the fifth team to arrive at that fast forward and could have won it.
Perhaps, but I mean, to me, I just thought it was kind of a greedy move going for the fuss. Right? I didn't think it was a well thought out decision.
I can't disagree with you.
Them on that boat going towards the, going back, going out there. So they knew at most they had like a 10 or 15 minute lead on Adam and Bethany. Maybe 20 or 30, but wasn't that long.
At the core of it, Trevor, I can't disagree with you because Kim and Allie did get greedy. But why are there surfing challenges?
Well, to be honest, I do know that that place in Singapore is world famous.
Yeah, don't matter. I it's completely not fair. It's making the show unwatchable.
What they could have done if they was make that high wire act a fast forward and that surfing challenge a roadblock.
You know what? I would somewhat agree with that.
Perhaps in hindsight, being 2020, if there's viewers not happy that they could have done that.
They knew in foresight what they were doing.
To be honest, I mean, maybe they didn't think Adam and Bethany would get that far.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a good point too. You'd never know that Adam and Bethany were going to be there.
There's a couple teams in this earlier. Yeah, we do the predictions all the time.
Yeah.
I remember there's the two doctors that one year we thought for certain were making the final four, and they got eliminated in the first leg of the show.
yeah. Shannon in the chat room says, if you want to one arm up the tray challenges to make it fair, okay, but then to throw in a surfing challenge is total bullshit.
See, I don't have any objection to the challenge, and I'm a huge. To be honest, I'm rooting for Adam and Bethany, so I think they're an awesome story.
Yeah,
but I don't think it was that unfair. I guess some people do think it was unfair. I don't think it's that unfair. I think Kim and Allie had the choice, and they could have, they could have chosen something else, and they didn't.
Yeah. I again, Trevor, at the core of it, I do agree with you, but it's just all these other layers of bullshit and the culmination of them, of the producers doing this season after season after season. You know, the Misty and Jim thing, you look at it as, okay, you get to keep your save, and we laugh about it. We joke about it here on the show. That's complete horseshit too. At the end of the day, they should never have been able to keep that save.
I'll be honest. I think the save thing is definitely to me. If you're going to make the argument, that I think that was a little bit more unfair than the Adam and Bethany getting to a surfing challenge.
You're going to make that argument, Trevor?
Only because, I think I said it at the time. I feel like, if you hand in your immunity idol at Survivor, Jeff Probst doesn't give it back to you after you didn't get any votes, right?
No, and that's a great analogy. That's a great analogy.
If you hand in your save, I don't think you should get it back because it was a non-elimination leg. Yeah. I think you used it. I think that was more of a... Not that Misty and Jim wouldn't need it because they didn't finish last again, but to have that in their back pocket the entire season... When I thought they should have had to hand that in, is a little much.
Shannon says, "I think the surfers have surpassed Will and Boogie as Trevor's favorite teams."
I like the surfers only because I like the surfers. They're from Hawaii. I'm definitely rooting for them.
I guess to me it is now that I know the producers are rooting for especially Misty and Jim and Adam and Bethany. It's hard to root for them. I would rather see somebody else win it. I wouldn't be upset if Amy and Maya or Brooke. I would love it if Brooke and Robbie won. I adore Brooke and Robbie.
Brooke and Robbie are growing on me too. If they won, I wouldn't be unhappy.
They did the double U-turn thing a little stupid, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of screwed up on that, but that's okay. I don't know. I just like Brooke and Robbie's attitude. We're gonna leave nothing on the table.
I kind of like that they tried to dick around Amy and Maya too.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. I think that really put it over the edge for me. I love Brooke and Robbie, and I'm glad that they're in the final four. Now we just pair off one more team, which I think is Amy and Maya.
I think Amy and Maya are going to be the first team out.
But I think Misty and Jim win this no matter what.
It's going to be close. I think it's going to be one of these seasons where it comes down to that final when you're sitting there challenged, like, you know, that flag challenge or whatever that final brain teaser challenge is.
Hopefully it's something interesting.
It should be. But should we jump into Survivor?
Yeah, I mean, who do you have prediction to win?
Have Amy and Maya going home first. Since I know you're going to take Misty and Jim, I'm taking Adam and Bethany.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong. God, I hope you're wrong. I just can't stand the fact that Adam and Bethany could win $1 million.
I'm rooting for them.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, let's talk about Survivor.
You know, one thing.
By the way, Stephanie L on Twitter just reminded me. Next week is the My Ox is Broken challenge.
Oh, I like that. I'm looking forward to that.
That is a fan favorite. I'm glad it's coming back.
I think it's a non-elimination leg, though. It's no reason to go out on that challenge.
No, but what a perfect challenge to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. We need Cheese Log Hill again. Anyway, sorry. I've interrupted you twice about Survivor now.
I thought it was a tremendous episode of Survivor. Great coaching by Natalie at Tribal Council. I feel like she got John to pull out the idol.
She did.
she looked and she's like, dude, play your idol.
Yeah.
I thought she deserved MVP of that tribal council.
And now she has the only idol. Unless these two idols get put back to be found again.
I only think one of them goes back into play.
Well, and that could be. And we've talked about this in the past. At what point do you just stop recycling the idols? I mean, it has to.
I think there's always one in each camp, right? And so there's now been three camps, or if you count like the two and then the merged camp, right? So I don't think, unless they put another one, maybe one more idol or maybe none come in, to be honest.
I honestly think they need to just stop recycling them so much. The idol is being overused.
You're getting one going back in, you're not getting two.
No, you're not going to get two back in. You can't have, what is it, eight people now with three idols?
And by the way, if I read, I'd start looking for the moment I got back to camp.
Boy, do you need to start digging now.
I would absolutely. In the morning when everybody's sleeping, I'd be wandering around looking for the idol.
You know what? I'm really sad because I like Reed.
I like Reed too. And it would have been a great play, but Keith fucked that up at Tribal Council.
Oh, what an idiot that guy is.
When Keith said, just stick to the plan, everybody looked around like, wait a second. And you could just see, like, all the blood rush out of Reed's face.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, God, what happened?
You know,
Reed was trying to, like, you know, I could see what Reed was trying to do. He was trying to cover his tracks in the hopes that his plan would work and he wouldn't be kind of the mastermind behind it.
Right.
But his plan just didn't work, and now everybody realized that, like, he was trying to pull one over on them.
Well, the fact that Keith just spills the beans at Tribal. Mm-hmm. I mean, shut up, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times has he done that?
Mm-hmm.
Just shut the hell up. I mean, it's too bad because if it wasn't for Keith, Wes would probably still be there.
Yeah, and I liked Wes. I was rooting for him.
I liked Wes a lot, too.
I like Keith. I was hoping Keith would stick around, but now I think Keith is screwed.
I like Keith a lot, too, but after that boneheaded decision he did there at Tribal, I can't get behind him.
The only thing Keith's saving grace is Reed is definitely the first target on the other side.
Right, right.
And it's interesting. I think, you know, Missy Baylor and Natalie, we could have... Have we ever had three women sitting in the final three with each other?
I can't picture it right now, but that doesn't mean that it isn't. We would need Danny the historian on the show to tell us.
We should check with our Survivor historian. This could be the first finals where you have three women sitting next to each other.
Yeah, it could be.
Because when you look at it, right, who are the guys left on the show? John, Reed, and Keith. That's correct,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
I got to think Reed is Reed
Alec,
and Keith.
Alec is in there, too.
Alec is in there, too. Yeah. But I got to think Reed and Keith are definitely first up on the target list, right?
Yeah.
One of those two is going home this week. And then, you know, Alec is probably up next with John, you know, I could easily see a scenario where you have Missy Baylor and Natalie sitting in the final three next to each other.
Yeah, I can too. And in that situation, I don't know who wins, though, because none of those women have really done too much, unless
Natalie's the most savvy. If you're on that island, she's the one you have to watch.
Yes.
In fact,
she has an idol now.
She's played a great game. She has an idol. But yeah, and see, her and Baylor, I feel like Baylor feels like she's a part of that idol. I think that idol kind of brought them closer together.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because I'm like Shannon in the chat room. I hate Missy and Baylor.
I feel like Baylor and Natalie and Missy are gonna kind of call the shots down the stretch of this game.
Yeah.
I think John and Jacqueline are nice, which is going to be a bit of a problem for them. This is how I see it playing out. I think Missy Baylor and Natalie are going to use John and Jacqueline's two votes to get Keith Reed and Alec off the show. And then they're going to get rid of John, and then they're going to get rid of Jacqueline.
I hope so. I really hope that's what happens.
And then I think the three of them are going to be sitting next to each other.
The thing with John and Jacqueline is they don't have the ability to see, to plan out into the future.
If you're John and Jacqueline, yeah, if I were them, I'd kind of be looking around. Yeah, let Keith or West go home next. But at some point, they need to look and see that the power in their alliance is in the Natalie, Missy, Baylor trio.
Right. But John and Jacqueline don't have that ability to plan into the future. They absolutely just live in the here and now. And deal with what they have. It's gotten them this far. I can't discredit them for that. But they just have no idea as to who. You know, they have no planning ability to see who's going to do what next.
And you're getting close enough too. Natalie can play. You know, Natalie's going to play her idol.
Yes.
She's too smart. You can already tell she's just too smart of a player to leave that sitting in her pocket. And she really doesn't have to, there's only a couple more vote-offs before she can use it in the final four to play.
Right, right. Yeah, how many do we have left here? 2, 4, 6, 8 people left, yeah.
Yeah, and Keith and Reed are two of those vote-offs.
Right.
And Alec is probably a third one of those.
I mean, what has Alec done this? I mean, I can see Alec getting to the final three, too. He's just kind of bumbling his way there. That seems to be Alec's M.O.
Yeah, maybe I could talk myself into John getting there, too, if it gets down to five and John wins two immunity challenges.
Yeah, I don't think. John hasn't been that dominant in immunity challenges.
And he had to be basically kicked in the ass to play his idol there. I mean, Natalie's like, dude, play your idol.
But the thing is, he was the first one out in the immunity challenge when he got tempted with candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really frustrating. And that, to me, is where people need to, you know, open up their eyes and look and see, oh, my God, this guy is stepping out after 7 minutes. You know, the challenge went on for 3 hours, and this guy's out in minute seven? I don't see the gravitation towards John and Jacqueline other than the fact that they are a hardcore duo that is two votes. You know, at this point, they're a quarter of the voting populace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just really...
I thought it was interesting, to get back to last week, Jeremy gets voted off, right?
Yeah, let's talk about
Jeremy almost vote felt off. Like things were beginning to shift in Reed's favor, because, you know, Jeremy was kind of, but then it kind of shifted the game as much as he probably thought it was shifting towards them, it shifted right back against them. Now you almost wonder in hindsight, you know, eliminate now guys are getting eliminated. You know, Jeremy wasn't with them, but now it seems like the pendulum is now completely shifted to the girls' side in this game.
I feel like, you know, Reed was part of the group that voted out Jeremy. I think he felt like he had a lot of power when he really didn't.
Yeah.
And then I think he went after someone who he just didn't have the numbers to back it up with. You know, it was just unfortunate.
He tried to make another power move, getting rid of John.
He did, and it just blew up in his face.
He probably, if he probably could have ridden it out and said, you know, instead of getting rid of John, you know, picked out somebody. you know, but to be honest, though, who else would he have? Could he have eliminated?
Yeah.
Right, because he was able to get rid of Jeremy because he pulled in a couple people that weren't naturally allied with him. The problem is, I think Reed's alliance is really Alec Keith and Wes. They're kind of a person short,
right?
Because John, he went after John and Jacqueline when he probably should have tried to pull John and Jacqueline in and gone after somebody. Honestly, like a Natalie or Missy or something
I feel like maybe he went after John a week too late. Mm-hmm. You know, he should have kept Jeremy around and brought in Jeremy, Keith, Wes, Alec, himself, take out John. But he thought he had to take out Jeremy, which I don't know. Jeremy was a huge threat. I really thought that maybe Jeremy was going
to
win this
game. I thought Jeremy could win this game. Oh, and I thought Josh, who was the only before him, was a contender to win this game. Right. They both seemed like they knew what they were doing, which almost ended up, I feel like, hurting them in this game.
It did.
They both seem like they're people who watched the show Survivor.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest, Reed feels like somebody who watches the show Survivor.
I think he does. He's one of the last there, I think.
And I feel like Natalie's probably, you know, from her Amazing Race experience and how she's playing this game, she's another one that's savvily, knows how to play the game. And let's be honest, I know Baylor doesn't get a lot of credit, but she's playing well. I mean,
no, she's not. I don't see Baylor doing anything, Trevor. What has she done?
Kind of hitched her wagon to the right horses.
It's luck.
Something
it's
to be
not
said for that.
Skill.
It's something to be said for always for being on the winning side of all these votes.
It's luck. Missy and Baylor are both just worthless. I can't stand them.
I think if Natalie gets into the finals against them, she'll beat them both.
Oh, I think so too.
In fact, if you're Natalie, I would actually be strategizing to try to make sure I'm sitting next to Baylor in the final two.
Yeah, because Baylor's done nothing. Baylor's done nothing.
You know, she's smart enough to realize that she's definitely going to her goal is going to be to drag Baylor or Missy into the final two next to her.
Yeah. Missy needs the money for her next few weddings, Shannon says.
God, Shannon says zinging.
I don't know. I honestly don't know where this game goes from now on. Because, like you said, the pendulum swings back and forth so rapidly, and it has these last few weeks. I don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds the power? Is it John and Jacqueline still?
Who holds the power? I think Natalie, Missy, Baylor hold the power in this game.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as they keep getting John and Jacqueline to vote with them. But it was interesting. A preview shows John and Jacqueline having a bit of a falling out, bit of an argument.
It's an argument, but it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to split up each other's
no.
votes. Although, if you're John, if I were him, I'd be looking around and going, because I'm sure the plan, right, is to vote off Reed or Keith, right?
Right.
I mean, that's got to be the plan that's being hatched. He may look around and go, well, shit, am I going to be in the alliance just keeps picking off guys one at a time? And wait a sec, once all the rest of the guys are out and I'm the only one left, does that mean I'm the next one to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If John and Jacqueline split their vote, though.
that would be awesome if they split
stupid.
Their vote.
How stupid would they look?
Wouldn't that be awesome if they split their vote and they're screwed? That would be great television.
Oh, it would be awesome television. But oh my god, how stupid would it be?
Right, they split their vote and like Missy or Baylor go home. Jacqueline's just livid.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be
You
hilarious?
Messed up my game. I was going to win $1 million.
You know what? They almost need to do that to secure themselves on an All-Stars.
No, screw winning this game. We're going for an All-Star spot.
No, I don't know. What's your prediction then?
I think Keith goes home. I think Reed is somehow going to figure out a way. either finding an idol or winning an immunity challenge to stay in this game.
And if it's not one of those two, it's Alec.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah. I think it's either Keith or Reed, but if it's not Keith or Reed, then it's Alec.
Yeah. I'm going to say Alec just for something different. I don't know. Maybe it is Missy or Baylor. I'm going to go. I know. I'm not going to change my prediction.
I would be stunned if it's Missy or Baylor.
I would too. I would too, but maybe. I mean, there's a scenario in which I see it happening where John wakes up and goes, holy shit, Missy and Baylor are really in control of this. We need to split up this pair. And maybe that's what John and Jacqueline are fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
What you watching on TV?
I don't watch anything. TV's on in the other room.
It's just on, huh? What else do we have to talk about?
Nothing. I mean, I haven't been watching any other shows but those two.
No, I really haven't either.
I watched Dancing with the Stars. It was a solid season. Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air won.
I was just going to say, I heard that he won. Which, is that a surprise to anybody?
Not really.
Yeah.
He beat the girl from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, shocker. Who watched? I mean, is Dancing with the Stars still doing well in the ratings?
Yeah, I think it's the number one rated show on television.
Wow. I just can't believe anybody's watching that. Honestly, is it any good?
I think it's one of the, it's a great, you know what? It's a show that it's a show that families can watch together and not have to worry about, you know. It definitely is a middle America show.
Well, good. I don't watch it.
it's like a wholesome family show. Like, you can watch it with your kids and your grandparents and whatnot. Everybody likes it. It's like the perfect recipe. It's actually what they're doing, and I'll give them credit for this. They haven't tinkered with their form. Like American Idol, they're tinkering around the edges and, you know, rotating judges every season. Dancing with the Stars has kind of just kept it the same judges, same chemistry. Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Just different competitors. Well-run show.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I guess they found something that works and stick with it, so.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the Celebrity Apprentice cast? I know we talked about, I think Danny and I talked about it on a previous episode, but I don't think we had a chance to talk to you about it.
No, who's on it?
So you have Jamie Anderson, a professional snowboarder.
Okay, never heard of him.
Okay. Johnny Damon.
Oh, baseball player, yes, okay.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yes, actress. She's pretty famous.
She is. Lisa Gibbons, do you remember her from the 90s?
Didn't she have a talk show?
She had a talk show, yeah. Brandy Glanville? She's a model.
Okay.
Kate Gosselin.
Oh, John and Kate plus eight.
Oh, boy. That's going to be for good TV.
You knew they were going to get her. She was going to pop up on one of these shows.
She has to, right?
Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Of course.
Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch. He's a captain.
Okay.
Kevin Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Sean Johnson.
Oh, the gymnast. Yep. The Olympian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, shit! That's who I'm rooting for! From Joe Schmo. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Kenya Moore, who's an actress. I hadn't heard
of her. We gotta get Jay Holland Moore on to discuss Lorenzo Lamas' chances of winning the show.
We should! I should text Jay Holland Moore.
See if we get the inside scoop on what Lorenzo's gonna be up to on the show.
Terrell Owens.
Okay, the football player.
Keisha Knight Pillum.
From the Cosby Show, right? She's Rudy Huxtable.
Geraldo.
Okay.
And Ian Ziering from Sharknado.
Oh, yes, from Sharknado.
Yes.
I thought he might be too big to do a show like this.
No.
With the way Sharknado's been pulling in the viewers.
Did you know Geraldo is 71?
He's been around for a while.
He has been around for a while, hasn't he?
Doesn't he have a show on Fox Channel?
Yeah, he does. That's why Trump loves him. He's from Fox News.
Yeah, I thought he still had his own TV show.
Yeah. I think it's on like a Saturday night. So
I'm totally rooting for Lorenzo Lamas.
He's like the first one out.
No, you can't throw Lorenzo Lamas off first. Not after that tour de force on Joe Schmo. That he was fantastic on Joe. Anybody who hasn't seen the Joe Schmo show, yeah, Lorenzo Lamas was just over the top awesome on that.
What was that fucking thong he wore?
Was it a mankini?
I don't even remember what it was.
It was hysterical, and I can't believe I can't remember it.
I know.
Oh, God, the spirit animals, that was beautiful.
The spirit animals was great. Oh, God. No, Shannon says it's a good cast. I've never watched it before. Celebrity Apprentice is really interesting. I mean, we don't talk about it much on this show because there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Good cast. I will say very good cast.
It's a very good cast. But we don't talk about it much on this show because, I mean, a lot of stuff happens, but it's not, there's no strategy to it. There's no like, oh, well, what's going to happen next week? Or, oh, this is what's happened. You know, there's just no strategy to it.
That sometimes I know I'm not reliable to watch it. Sometimes episodes of that just build up on my TiVo.
I'll watch it. I mean, I'll watch it within a few days of it airing, but, no, I there's just not much to talk about.
See, for me, like Survivor, I watch the day of. Mm-hmm. Usually what I do is I strategically miss the first half hour of Survivor. So then when I start it, I can just fast forward through all the commercials and finish it around like 9:05, 9:06.
Right. I'll do that same thing. The Amazing Race, I'll watch a couple days, although I'm really getting tired of The Amazing Race. I'm not even kidding, Trevor. I've had it.
Maybe they'll bring you back with the challenge this week.
I hope so. Oh, my God. Carly and I'm just looking at the cast of Joe Schmo, season 3. Carly and Stan.
My God, if you're Spike, why wouldn't you bring that back?
Mr. Wentworth.
That was like their highest ratings of any show, I believe, was Joe Schmo.
I don't know if it was the highest ratings.
It was one of their highest ratings.
The thing is, for them, it's cheaper to make up or do these bullshit rerun episodes than it is for them to produce original content.
I was going to say, how many episodes of Bar Rescue can you watch before it's the same thing over and over again?
But it's cheap. I mean, Joe Schmo couldn't have been cheap. It just couldn't have been.
Yeah, why not have one show that you make that's an original product that gets universal acclaim?
Yeah. I would love it to come back.
I mean, really, the only thing I watch on Spike is Joe Schmo and then Bellator Mixed Martial Arts.
I don't even know which channel Spike is. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what channel number it is for Dish Network. Mm. I have no idea. I don't watch it. I do not watch it. It's non-existent. Other than when Joe Schmo was on. It was so fun to have Jay Allen Moore.
Yeah, I know. He said he's working on something else, though.
Yeah, he is. I talked to him. Oh, it's probably been a couple months ago now that we were chatting back and forth for a few days. And he really didn't seem like he had too much news. I'm like, hey, you can come on the show anytime. He's like, yeah, I might be doing that here pretty soon. So I'm hoping to hear from him.
Nice.
Yeah. I need to sit down and watch this Joe Schmo again.
Can you buy it on DVD?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's just on, like, iTunes. You could download it on iTunes, and I should buy it. Well, should we get out of here for the week?
Sure.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
Hey, catch me at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you back here next week. Stay warm. What's the weather like in New York?
It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, actually.
Oh, really?
In the 50s.
Oh, God. It's 2 here, I think, right now. 2. And it's supposed to be a high of 12 tomorrow, I think. Yay. Have a great week, everybody. Catch you back here soon.